Oh, yes. Good morning, everybody. It's the 22nd of December, 2014. The dog is in the kennel. Weber This Week is coming to you live. And, by the way, we got the Mirrors boys on this morning. Diehard Bills fans, they're not in a great mood this morning. But, hey, I'm a Raiders fan. So we welcome you to Weber This Week on a Monday. And to all the folks that are turned on about the latest developments in Seneca County, hello, Lago. We all know now that's a finalization as far as getting a casino in Sleepy Tire, New York. We'll talk about that in the upcoming weeks, but a lot of going on. Of course, Christmas coming up this week, a lot of good weather seen. The weather forecasts have been kind of scary, but hey, meteorologists are never right. I'm never right about predictions. They're never right about the weather. It's not supposed to be any big deal on Christmas Day. They had us fearful of God, though. I was worried about going out to Arizona to get away from it, but no, it's going to be okay. But we got our friends this morning, of course, a gentleman I've known for quite a few years, Michael Mirrors. Mike, good to have you along. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having us.
And son James. James, welcome to the show. And you are wearing number 28. And welcome to the program. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Speak right up. Don't be shy. Now, I got to tell you, James, there's one thing I must tell you about twist of irony this morning. And I always get into this ironic stuff. I turned on my car this morning to come down to the studio, and I have a temperature gauge in my car, and you won't believe what the temperature was. What do you think it was? How about 28?
28.
Yeah.
Is that weird or what? That's kind of scary. Like, that's like, you know, Rod Serling.
Yeah.
A really weird 28, and I'm thinking, I got this young man coming on. I know you're going to wear your 28 uniform, by the way. These gentlemen are great Bills fans. They've been Bills fans forever. I think James was born with a Buffalo cap on, right?
He was.
All right,
he was.
So, let's talk, Mike, before we get back to James, let's talk about your love for the Bills. Your dad was a big fan. I'm sure the members of the family are big fans. Talk about where that started.
Well, yeah, I grew up a Bills fan. My dad, John, owned the Pumpernickel Restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And if you remember, it was all full of sports memorabilia, but only two teams, Yankees and Bills.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really didn't have a choice. But he used to take us to all the games, took the whole family. It grew from there, you know. It was all I knew.
And James, you've been a Bills fan since you were born.
Yeah.
You never had any doubts about switching teams?
Not at all, no.
Winner, you know, I'm sure you're disappointed this morning.
Yeah, very.
As the Bills now, of course, I thought it was kind of funny about Sammy Watkins, a phenomenal offensive end receiver for the Bills, who was claimed to be stardom, and certainly the prognosticators were correct on Sammy Watkins out of Clemson. Superb athlete. He was complaining, and not complaining, he was talking about, oh, my God, I'm in Buffalo. All I hear about is the Bills losing or not getting into the playoffs for 14 straight years. That's all they talk about. That's all they talk about. It's driving me nuts. And unfortunately, he's got to change the text this morning. Now it's 15. As now the Bills have been eliminated by my Raiders, who, by the way, are not a very good team. They've had 13 years, by the way, folks, of not making the playoffs. 13. The Bills, however, lead the NFL with a record, which is not a good record, of 15 straight. And ironically, two of those 15 years, they could have got in with an 8-8 record, which a lot of people forget. And it's kind of scary. But, you know, say what you want. James, I appreciate you guys being Bills fans, and I'm going to give you some trivia questions in a little bit. And Jim's almost passed out as the owner because I said if you get him right, the number that I think you're going to get right, I'm going to take you and your dad to lunch, okay? And that's a big thing because Jim's known me for a long time. And the last thing I bought for Jim was a bowl of soup at Red's for 48 cents. But I'm not the big spender, but all seriousness. James, talk about your experience. You applied for an intern, one-day intern job for the Bills. Tell me about that experience.
Well, it was really cool because my dad and me, we entered our answers. For a few weeks, we forgot all about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I come in after play practice in school. My dad picks me up, and he has an email on his phone, all capitals, saying, "Congratulations, James has moved on for the final 12 for the Buffalo Bills."
Wow.
Yeah.
Quite a thrill. So then you went to Buffalo, and you took the family. How many members of the family went?
Well, it was my dad, my mom, my sister, my uncle, and my two cousins.
Wow. So tell me what happened when you got there. They treated you red carpet service?
Yeah, kind of. They took us into this big cafeteria with like four different coolers of all the Bills sports drinks. The Bills, like bottled water. They sat us down at a table. We could eat pizza, wings.
Mm.
anything they had there.
Nice. And then they brought you in one by one, talk to you about other questions and so forth?
So they, when they called me in, I was kind of nervous because it would be like just me. But then my, they said I can bring my family in. They sat behind the panel, the four people.
That's great. Yeah. So were you nervous during the questions or no?
A little, yeah.
Now, what kind of questions did they ask you?
Well, first they had me read my answers out loud. And then they had, like, if you were GM for the day, what would you change, if anything? I said nothing. Probably shouldn't have said that.
Well, hindsight's always 20/20. Certainly, you know, so you're happy with Doug Marone as a coach?
Yes.
Okay, you don't, if you were GM right now, what changes? Would you be looking for a new quarterback? Not really?
Quarterback?
Not really.
Leave everything the way it is?
Like Kyle Orton?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's good. I'll tell you what, that, and I'm not saying you're in the majority with that decision either. I think a lot of people, and I'm not a Bills fan, but I certainly would think that, wait a minute, I'm not sure Kyle is the answer to the promised land. You know, I don't know if he's the answer. And I think eventually the Bills organization with the new ownership is going to make some tough decisions, which, you know, if Jim owned it or if your dad owned it, eventually you got to make some decisions. How are you going to get better? You know, close doesn't count, only in horseshoes and grenades, unfortunately. And you got to somehow get over that hump. And I don't know if Orton's the answer. I don't think he is. But then again, we'll see what happens. I don't know, as Mike talked about before he went on the air, what's going to happen? There's not a lot of great quarterbacks out there. There really isn't.
Yeah.
And, Mike, you know, you're limited to what you can do.
That's right. The problem is we don't have a first-round draft pick next year. You look at some of the free agents that are coming available, and I don't see anything on there that that could make a big change.
And the Bears paid Cutler $100 million, by the way, folks, and $56 million of it was guaranteed. Guaranteed money means he's going to get paid. $56 million. And they benched him last week. Amazing. So I don't think the Bills want to take on that, but you never know. It's a lot of money to a guy that's just been benched.
The problem is they've never really found a replacement since Jim Kelly.
Yeah, you know,
they really haven't, and that explains why they're out of the playoffs for so many years.
It is amazing. So, James, let's talk a little bit about yourself. How old are you?
I'm 11.
11, and you're in what grade?
Sixth grade.
What's your favorite subjects?
Science and ELA.
What's your worst subjects?
Math.
Ah, okay. Well, that's good. That's good. And you said you had a sister?
Mm-hmm.
And you guys get along pretty good? Do you have the sister-brother fight a little once in a while?
Yeah.
That's right. Well, don't worry about it. I was the youngest of three boys, and my older brother used to beat me like a pulp. So, a lot. We used to fight in the kitchen. My mother would yell, get up, Harold. And I was getting pounded by my older brother. And I wasn't physically able to get up, but it was fun. I guess it was fun. Now let's talk about you as a sports fan. Favorite baseball team?
Yankees.
Favorite hockey team? Don't follow hockey?
Not really.
Right. Much, no.
Favorite college basketball team?
Syracuse.
All right. Okay, good.
All right. Favorite NBA team? Cavaliers? LeBron?
Do you not like the NBA?
He doesn't really follow the NBA.
Yeah, me, good. Me neither. I'm not a big fan of the NBA.
Now, what do you like to do when you're on vacation, like now, for a couple weeks?
Sit home and play video games.
Back when I was your age, we didn't even have a TV. You know? We didn't have a TV. And we had a TV, James, to talk about somebody who's going to be 70, God willing, in about 6 months. Is we used to get a TV, and when we got our first TV, it was black and white, you know, and it had three channels, 3, 5, and 9. That was it. Hey, what are you going to do? We have the Miros boys in the camp. We're going to have some fun with James in a little bit. I think it's about time we take our commercial break. When we come back, we'll talk about... Oh, by the way, before we take our break, Jimmy, James, you know, went to this experience down in Buffalo and for the intern. He didn't win it, but he competed very well. And the class organization the Bills are, who sends them a note? How's that, huh? Can you get that, Jim? Or that? I get that. How's that? Who's that guy? James, who's that guy?
Jim Kelly.
All right. Sends him a note for being a part of the intern scenario. What a class guy. And We all know he's had his medical issues. What's the update on that, by the way, Mike, as far as his...
They say they got rid of the cancer. He's cancer-free right now in remission. So God bless him.
God bless him is right. I tell you what, you talk about an inspiration for Western New York, he's truly it.
Yeah.
He's fabulous. And I had a chance to meet him at a sports banquet years and years ago, and just always was a class guy.
First
class. On earth. So this is Weber This Week on a Monday the 22nd. We hope that you're all excited about the holidays. Of course, Santa Claus is getting ready now. I could see him now up at the North Pole gearing up, getting those gifts on the sleighs. And I'm just asking Santa if he's checking me out this morning, please. I've had a bag of coal for 55 years. Something different this year, Santa. We'll continue with Weber This Week. Let's hear from the great sponsors that make this show possible. Cayuga Lake National Bank, Bill Ryan and his team for all of your banking needs. Offices in Union Springs and Aurora, a fine sponsor of this show for over 30 years. DA Liquor, Seneca Falls. Amy Padula and her great team will find that right spirit for you every time. Tell Amy the dog sent you. Steve Wadhams, Wadhams Enterprises, your employer of choice. Proud supporter of this show and local athletics. Bob and Leslie Ullman, owners of the Ullman Theater, and Lions as well as the Newark Pilots, a minor league baseball team with a major league ballpark. SenecaFallsCountryClub.com, awesome 18-hole layout, offering a 12-month payment plan. Wilson Press, WPress.com, Seneca Falls, Rich Rickey, my good friend and his team, can handle all of your printing and mailing needs. Well, we're back here. It's Weber This Week. The dog with you on a Monday, the 22nd of December. I hope you're all excited about the holidays. I know I am. Looking forward to some good feasting and some good laughs with some family members, so it should be fun. And I hope that you all have a safe, if you're going out of town, a safe trip. We're back here with the Mears Boys. I referred to the show as the Mears Boys, Dad Michael and son James. And they've been nice enough to join us, even though they're not in a great mood based on what happened yesterday. And, you know, you look at football, it's a weird sport. Mike talked about it before we came up. Here the Bills upset the Packers, the great Packers. Aaron Rodgers has an off day, but give credit to that defense. And then a week later they go out to Oakland, which is one of the worst teams in football, and they just gave the momentum. And, Michael, we talked about that. The Bills on the touchdown pass to Watkins, they had a chance right after that to go up 14-0, the INT, and changes the whole momentum.
Changes momentum, and I don't think they ever really recovered from that point.
Just amazing, amazing. And, you know, you talk about the Raider Nation. I go back to the Al Davis days, just win, baby, and time will tell. But, hey, I appreciate them coming in. They're class guys, and they're a big Bills fan, and I respect that. Speaking of other topics, we'll get James's opinion. James, you're a Dallas Cowboy fan at all? You like them at all? You don't like them at all? All right, good. Well, all you Dallas fans, I know there's a lot of people that love Dallas. I kind of like them in a way. It's about time they finally broke that jinx. They usually start Jimmy to succumb in the month of December.
That's right.
Not this year. They blew out Andrew Luck and the Indianapolis coach yesterday, 42-7. They're winning that division now. Philly is goodbye, adios, amigo. The Cowboys now will be a factor. They got a team that, surprisingly, Jimmy, could be tough, you know, if the things go their way, because they got an outstanding offense and Romo seems to be on fire.
Yeah, he'll choke.
Okay.
In the playoffs when they get a chance. I don't see them getting to the NFC Championship game. And so that's my prediction. All Cowboys right. Choke.
Yep, we'll see what happens. And by the way, the 49ers, you know, the Harbaugh, I don't think he's going to be sticking around there. Pretty amazing. I don't stay up very late anymore, given my age. And 49ers up by 21 at halftime over the likes of San Diego and lose the game. Amazing. Amazing.
And we needed that. Buffalo was really hoping to knock San Diego out.
Scary.
There.
Scary.
A lot of things fell in line for Buffalo, but they couldn't beat the Raiders.
Yeah. Amazing. That's right. And by the way, folks.
You know, the thing about that is, Doug, is that, you know, I knew they needed to, you know, obviously win this week just to set up a chance to play New England New England, and you think there's probably no way they're going to win that for the history. But you know what? That's the game that you want. You know, you want a chance to, even if they get to that game and win and it doesn't happen again in the playoffs, at least you feel like they're over the hump. But you know, they didn't have a losing record this year, so that's like what Bills fans will put their place their feather in their cap on. But you know, it's just not good enough. It's been too long.
It has been.
And it's got next year. They better. Can you imagine next year, guys, if they have a losing record again? You know, after we're building towards this, it's tough.
I don't know what type of owner the new owners are, Kim and Terry.
The Pegulas.
I don't know what kind of owners they are, but they're going to certainly be concerned about it. They got to make some change, I would think. We'll see what happens. Because the frustration does set in. And like I mentioned, Sammy Watkins talking about all the Bills people in Buffalo area that he runs across, all they talk about is not making the playoffs for 14 years, and now it's 15. So it just will continue to fester unless it changes. You know, get in. I don't care if you lose the first game, but get in.
That's right. You've got to win winnable games. And yesterday, we thought that's what that was.
Yeah, I agree.
Going out to Oakland, maybe they looked past them, thinking about New England already, and they just didn't deliver.
And by the way, let's talk about domination. There were some prognosticators that said that Pete Carroll couldn't coach. They are the defending Super Bowl champions, the Seattle Seahawks. And oh, by the way, they destroyed Arizona last night. I fell asleep 14-6, Seattle. 35-6, good night, Irene, total domination. Seattle may be back in the big dance in Arizona in a few weeks, folks. They look tough, boy. That team is on fire, Mike.
They look good.
And that team looks great.
Absolutely.
Defense is playing unbelievable, and they're getting outstanding play from Wilson.
And the think he was there. The Bills could have drafted Russell Wilson.
Yeah, we're going to just talk about that.
Well, and Marshawn Lynch broke off a 70-yard touchdown run, amazing run, former Buffalo Bill.
could have been right there, right?
But it's such a fine line with the Bills or anywhere in the NFL, win and lose. And, you know, the Bills did this without having a top three running back. You know, they were down to the fourth string, for running back most of the year. I don't know what the answer is. It seems like in the NFL, you almost have to try not to make the playoffs 15 years in a row because, you know, it's just such the way the league rules and salary cap and everything is structured.
Oh, I know.
It's balanced.
13 yards rushing yesterday, though.
Amazing.
That's not going to cut it.
Amazing.
Right?
Mm-hmm. And by the way, switching from the Bills, and a sad story regarding Jim Boeheim and the Orangemen, a tough loss. I think one of the worst losses he's ever had, to be honest with you, folks.
Well, Indiana in 86.
Oh, yeah. This got to be ranked in the top three, though. You're up five with, 17 seconds to play. And somehow you find a way to get it tied and lose in overtime. And you got to love Jimmy, though, you know. He's a Hall of Famer. He makes a few million a year. Nice job. You can get it. You know, in his post-news conference, he's talking, no emotion. I love it. You know, I mean, and Mike talked about this, and I think Jimmy's resigned to the fact I don't see this, and nobody does, as a spectacular year for the Orangemen. I would think that, you know, unless a miracle takes place.
Well, let me ask you this. You know, why? They just went to the top 10 team on the road and went to overtime and blew the game. They got the talent to obviously beat teams that are in the upper echelon. So, you know, why would you give up? And say, no, I mean, they're young. They need to learn to win.
Well,
they got the talent.
Using Al Davis's line, just win, baby. Close is decent, but you got to win these games. Anybody who watches college basketball, Jimmy, you're nobody is a better expert than you are. You're up five with 17 seconds. I don't care who you are. You got to win it. You got to win it. You can't come out of there with a loss, and that's going to stick in the craw of the Orange fans for some time until the next game.
Which is tonight against Colgate.
Oh, yeah. That'll be an easy W. All right, now, we got the Muras boys, and I was thinking about doing something outstanding, and that is to buy James and his dad lunch. But before I buy you guys lunch, before the holiday break is over, I was going to throw some trivia questions your way and see how astute you are being a Bills fan. Fair enough?
All right.
Got it, James? All right. You and your dad can go into collusion together here. That's a legal term. I don't know. Michael, I don't hear that. Let's go together and try to answer these. Okay.
Right,
and I just decided to do this now. If you answer enough questions to my satisfaction, I'm going to take you two guys to lunch before the holiday break.
Okay.
Jim's going to take pictures and probably videotape it live that I'm spending money. But here's the first question. What number does Jarius Winn wear?
Oh, my gosh.
Jarius Winn. He is a out of Georgia. He's a defensive end. Jarius Winn, W-Y-N-N. What is his number?
Let's try that.
95?
Bzz, wrong.
What is it?
92.
Oh!
Close.
All right, that's one in the loss column. So now you and your dad are
that
buying
five backwards looks like a two.
You and your dad are now buying the dog lunch, but we'll go to the next question. All right.
These are tough ones. If you're going that deep,
you know this is just a scam to get you to buy him lunch.
That's what this is going to turn around. Dude.
Wait a minute. The next question. I want to know how close this guy is as a fan. Cordy Glenn, out of Georgia, tackle. Within 5 pounds, how much does he weigh?
Oh my God!
Come on, come on! You're the Mr. Bills. You should be reviewing the roster. You should know the stats on every player on that roster. Within 5 pounds. All right, I'll make it 10 pounds. Within 10 pounds, how much does Cordy Glenn weigh? Big guy. Take a guess.
Pushing three.
Come on.
Pick something.
Come on. I don't know.
Just within 10. Throw me a number.
Let's say 285.
Yeah.
He weighs 345.
Oh.
All right, so. That's over two. Now.
Now you're buying 2 days of lunch. He's going to have you all week.
I'll be coming down.
When he said trivia, you know, we were ready for some decent
question.
Yeah, like, well, who's
Andre, the all-time now, leader?
Who's Andre Reed?
Who's in the Hall of Fame?
I got a trivia question for you coming up. I tried to throw a couple of spears your way, and I wasn't too impressed on the first two. But here we go. We talked about the 2012 NFL draft. The Buffalo Bills had the 69th pick in the third round, 2012, 2 years ago. They made a call before they selected their 69th pick to a gentleman named Russell Wilson, who's the phenomenal quarterback for the Seahawks. Every prognosticator, everybody who follows the NFL, thought that the Bills were going to take Russell Wilson. They did not take Russell Wilson. Who did they take with a 69th pick in the 2012 NFL draft?
Ooh.
Who did they take?
Kiko was already gone.
They had a shot at Russell Wilson. And how would the Bills look today, James, with Russell Wilson at the helm? Mm. They had a shot, and they called him before they made the pick. And to the surprise and to the shock of Bills Nation, they did not take him.
It was another quarterback? That they took?
No.
It was not.
No.
Who did they take?
Do, do,
do, do, do, do,
do. You're going to have to tell us.
All right. I'm going to tell you.
Woods?
He went to school at North Carolina State. His last name is the first name of a famous cracker.
Ritz? Townhouse? cracker. Saltines?
This show is only 30 minutes long.
Well, these are tough
questions. Give us a position.
All right.
Give us a position.
End.
Is he still with the team?
No.
Oh, he's not even on the team.
It's not Mario Williams. He was a first round pick.
No, he's an end. Come out of North Carolina State.
No,
they got rid of him.
Team.
They sent him to Tennessee. He was a bust, and then they sent him to the Jets.
Yeah.
His initial is T.J. T.J. Graham.
Tank Johnson?
T.J. Graham.
The Graham Cracker. That's where he
was.
There you go.
T.J. Graham.
I thought he said his first name was
No, last name. T.J. Graham was drafted by the Bills, a bust. They had a shot at Russell Wilson. They declined. They went with this guy who got kicked out to Tennessee, then now he's with the Jets.
Yep.
T.J. Graham. Well, let me say this, guys. I was going to buy you lunch, but you guys owe me supper for a month. All seriousness, I'm going to take you both to lunch anyway. So I thank you both for taking part in Weber Trivia.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, listen, it's a lot of fun. So
Weber Trivia is tough.
Hey,
I'm not playing anymore.
Hey, I didn't say it was going to be easy. You know. So T.J. Graham, and it's a miracle. And the reason I bring this up on the show is that recently there was a special on Russell Wilson. The general manager for the Seahawks at that time, I think he still might be involved there, had found out this kid from a scout, and he went to see him play at Wisconsin. And he told his management team that we need to get this kid. True story. And he was dying at the draft thinking that the Bills would get him, because the Bills had a lot of interest in this. And as we all know now, they did not go that way. They went with T.J. Graham, and then six slots later, the Seahawks drafted Russell Wilson. Yeah. And the rest
is history.
Is history.
Well, do you remember when they took when the Bills were thinking about maybe taking Ryan Nassib when Marone first
yes.
went there? I
mm-hmm.
mean, I think even Nassib may have been a better choice than Manuel.
Yeah, pretty interesting. So, hey, as we look at the clock, we got a few minutes left, and I will set up a lunch with your dad. We'll do it before you go back to school. You go back to school till January, right? When do you go back?
January 5th or something like that?
Yeah, okay. Or is it like August?
2 weeks they get off. Two full weeks.
Yep, living the dream.
How do you live the dream, huh? You know, good thing you don't live in Japan. They go to school every day.
Every day, all year.
Every day, Chinese people, every day. 365. No breaks.
You wouldn't like that, would you?
I would not want to go to China.
Okay, well, good. Listen, I want to remind everybody, and then we'll get to our closing remarks. Joe Sicardi, the owner of the Reveille Between the Lakes, is our guest next week to end 2014 on the Weber Show. And then we bring in Brad Jones talking about what else, the Cougar Nation Indians, regarding the back taxes, et cetera. He's a very knowledgeable individual. Then on the 12th of January, we bring in Sal Franzone, the owner of an outstanding operation, Chichinos. He'll be my special guest. Then on the 19th, Cindy Lorenzetti and Steve Churchill, supervisors for Seneca County, will be joining us on the couch. And really an interesting show. Jessica Lahr, Mrs. New York, is going to be joining us as well. So we go from
She's from Geneva.
Yeah, Geneva, New York. And we're going to call that show The Beauty and the Beast. She's going to be the beauty and I'll be the beast. So that'll be fun. That's coming up late January. And then, of course, we have, one booking in February. And we are trying to get Bob Hyson along with Tom Wilmot, which is the big story, as you know, in the Finger Lakes and around the state. Lago Casino being approved or recommended for approval, which is a detail, I guess, out in Tyre, New York. It's going to happen. A $425 million Las Vegas casino will be built in 12 to 15 months. Pretty scary. But Tom Wilmot, along with Bob Hyson, will be my special guest. And we might even do a special broadcast, not even on a Monday, if their schedule allows us to do it on a Wednesday or Thursday. Jim has agreed to do this. So keep in mind, we'll let you know when that's going to happen. So we want to get Tom Wilmot along with Bob Hyson, who was so instrumental in getting this thing rolling, to be our special guest for a special show. And we'll let you know the time and the place and all that good stuff as soon as we get the word back from both of those individuals. They're trying to work their schedules out, because I'm sure Tom Wilmot is a very busy guy, along with Bob Hyson. By the way, high school basketball, as we wrap up the year, I know our friends Mike and Generations Bank and all the folks down there have been great supporters of our ability to broadcast, and we do appreciate, Mike, all the support you guys give us. Thank you.
You're welcome.
But I got to tell you something, folks, and Mike, I remember when we first started, he came over and saw all the equipment, and you wouldn't believe it now, Mike, the equipment that we got out there now, it's amazing. All the cameras and stuff, and two cameramen, so the broadcaster really
superb. Madame Maris and Ricky
hi, Ted.
Yep. Is one of the first year we did it, we came to him and said, this is what we want to do, and
yeah,
they were in,
was,
and it was,
great.
It, without them, we probably would have never done this, but
no.
We're up to 21 games now, and currently they still are their sponsors of the Upstate Orange podcast, where last night Matt Verkey and I, we really got into details on that Syracuse game.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Well, we're happy to do it.
We appreciate it. And by the way, our last broadcast for this year will be on Monday the 29th. The Waterloo girls and Waterloo boys against North Rose Wilkett. Those games will be in Waterloo. That'll be our last broadcast for 2014. So we thank all of our sponsors. And next week I'll be spending a lot of time talking about my sponsors for this program, because without sponsors, obviously can't do these shows. So I've been blessed to have a couple of major sponsors that have been with me for over 30 years. Bill Ryan at the Cougar Lake National Bank and Amy Padula and her family have sponsored the dog for over 30-some years. Pretty scary that they've been able to be that stupid for 30-some years to sponsor the dog. I want to thank them publicly on the air here as we get ready for Christmas. Well, James, I know you're psyched for Christmas, and I thank you very much for coming in. I look forward to having you come back. I gave you my card, so keep me posted on any developments you'd like to let me know, and I'll be more than glad to broadcast it. Mm. Mike, as usual, good to have you.
Maybe next year, guys, with the Bills? Maybe next year.
Always. Yeah. That's what we say. Next year.
Hey, wait till next year. Let me tell you something, you know. Hey, you know what? That's all we can do. I'm a Raiders guy, so, you know, I'm nothing to brag about, but a little bragging rights this morning, though.
Mm-hmm.
All right, James Maris and his dad, Michael, thank you very much for joining us. And by the way, join us next week. Joe Sicardi joins us as well here on the show. And we look forward to having Joe come in to wrap up another year of Weber this week. And again, as we speak about guests, if you'd like to come on our show, we don't bite. I am the dog, but we have you on the couch. We talk about any topic you'd like to discuss. So again, feel free to let us know through fingerlikes1.com and give us your topic, and we'll try to schedule a date. We are booked out right now to February the 9th, which is a good thing. So if you'd like to come on and talk about your topic, just let us know. We'll make sure that you're part of the Weber This Week experience, which a lot of people go, oh, God, thank God this show's over. Listen, folks, enjoy the holidays, okay? I'm serious. You know, the cops are out in force, man. I was driving around with Mary this past weekend, and every other corner, the lights are flashing. They're getting people for all kinds of things. So be careful. Drive slow. Don't overdrink. Get a designated driver, all that good stuff that an attorney would tell you as well. Sure. So, folks, be careful and enjoy your holidays. And from the Mears family and the Santa Cropi family, the Weber family, Merry Christmas to you all. We'll check out next week on another edition of Weber This Week, My Way.
FingerLakes1.com. Visit patreon.com/FL1. FingerLakes1.com. Come on and join us.